Shiver me timbers, Chambra. Shiver me timbers. Ah, hi. And what a hearty bunch of pirates we have here. Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this very special shoud that we have today. A gathering of pirate pioneers of consciousness. Here we are. Yes. And does that deserve an arg, huh? Arg. Yes, and this last month, an incredible time all over the world. And did you guys see that magnificent full moon lunar eclipse? Whoa, that was a pirate design deal forever, huh? Truly. I bet he does, and hopefully we'll see some later on. Yeah, and it was special. You know, it was only the fifth one since the 1900s where we had a super full moon lunar eclipse, also called a blood moon. So think of that, just the fifth one since the 1900. And the next one won't be until, like, you know, 1933. Now, that's a long, 2033. That's a long time to hold your breath, huh? Yeah. But aren't we seeing things just accelerate? And what a lovely sign that we gave ourselves just to coming into this, and how appropriate now that it's walk on the powerless life. Now let's take a breath with that, huh? Yeah, a special time that we really created, and that we are the ones that we've chosen to be here now. Magnificent, magical time. And, you know, with that said, not only we gathered here in Louisville, but all over the cosmos. And I know where people are dressing as pirates also out there in Never Never Land. And we can't wait to see your pictures, too. So without further ado, let's welcome Captain Hoppy and his first mate, Linda Benio of ISA. Welcome.
Woo! Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Thank you, matey. Welcome, everybody. Wow, wow, wow. This is fun. Just getting dressed up and going through the motions and kind of the planning and the imagination is just great. So appreciate everybody who's here who got dressed up today.
Which is appears to me to be about 90% of the audience, and I hope I'm right that you actually specifically dressed up for this.
I was standing outside before as people were arriving, and I was kind of watching in the windows of this workout fitness center right next door. And people are on the treadmills, and they, what do they do over there every month, you know? It's just once a month, but, you know, now people are lining up to get in the workout place on the first Saturday just so they can look out the window and see what we're
doing.
Come
on, it's spice and life.
It is, it is.
It's our chance to act out. How are you going to change if you don't act out?
Exactly. So and to everybody watching in online, I know a lot of you got dressed up today. Send your photos in, put them on Facebook. We'd love to see. Here in the studio, we are having a pirate costume contest. So the judges, who will remain anonymous, otherwise somebody may take the sword to them.
That's an
just a little
sword.
Come on,
like a,
Edith.
You're strong.
Couldn't hurt anybody. Anyway, the anonymous judges are on the lookout, and at about 1:45 today, they're going to be gathering while we ask all the participants to come up to the stage one by one to show yourself and your wares to the world. And after that, we're going to announce the
five
finalists. Semifinalists, and then by popular...
by applause and greeting.
Jesus. Jeez. Jeez.
It's frightening just looking at
it. I'll take care of this. Don't worry.
Here, let me go.
That is Somebody went to great lengths to rig that up. yeah, just shoot it.
I did.
Hey, okay, back to your web. Up you go. Up you go. Kind of up. Okay. So at just before we take the break, we're going to be bringing the five semifinalists up, and by popular, you know, clapping, hooting, hollering, you will determine who the finalist is, and they get $100 cash. Yeah. Not a debit card, not one of those things, but actual real cash. So anyway, it's good to be back. Linda and I just returned from a brilliant, magical, over 3-week trip to Romania and France. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. Poor dear Linda picked up a cold while we were there, turned into bronchitis, and she wasn't feeling good, which is terrible when you're on the road. And it's bad enough when you're at home, but you're on the road, and the comfort stuff that you would normally kind of be attracted to isn't there. So she's highly medicated right now. She is.
And that's why she's
smiling. She's going to be very docile today. But you're getting a little bit better, but it's still kind of iffy.
Doing quite a bit better, and then this 99% humidity when you're kind of congested and don't feel good doesn't really help.
No.
But who cares? We're here.
We're here.
To celebrate. We're
absolutely
here for another Adamus. Oof. Kick our butts, wake Oof. Us up, move us on to enlightenment.
Could
Saturday.
Anybody feel beforehand, last day or two, or even today, something's weird going on? Yeah, I mean, more so than normal. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to get right into the slides. We got quite a bit to cover, and we have to leave time for the contest. So here we go.
Okay.
We want to welcome that beautiful shot. Somebody posted it on Facebook, and I thought, I got to pick that up.
Is it real?
Yeah.
What does that
mean? That's a real photo. Yeah.
From?
It was on Facebook.
Okay. That doesn't mean it's real.
Oh. It was on the internet.
Really? That's the standard. Yeah, that's the standard. It was on Facebook.
So
that makes it real.
We do have some out-of-state guests that we want to acknowledge.
Do we?
Yeah. Everybody from out of state, if you would stand up, please. We don't have
anybody from outside of Colorado.
Outside of Colorado.
Wonderful.
All right. Quite
wonderful.
A few.
Welcome.
Awesome.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good to see you again. Okay. Well, that was fast.
Yeah.
When you don't have the list,
well,
it goes really quick.
We got time for the contest. Come on.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Well, I'll keep moving along.
Yeah.
Okay. We are in Shoud 2 of the new walk-on series. And just as a reminder for all of us, what we did last month, because it's easy to forget, we're going to play a little video recap prepared by Gene Tinder.
Okay,
so
here we go.
So if we could have the lights down, the video up, and here we go. This is the walk on shout, the powerless life. I call it that because it's time to just walk on from those things that are no longer serving you. Time to just walk on from, well, your old history. Time to walk on from that biology. Time to walk on from that mind. Walk on into what you have dreamt of. Into what you know is there, but you couldn't possibly figure it out from your current mind in your current body. Time to just walk on. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Humans are acclimated and programmed to pushing on something in order to make it work, on using an exertion of energy and force, of power to make something change. But the true magi understands there is absolutely no need for that force or power whatsoever. You struggle and toil at times with what your thought from a limited, imprisoned human would like to have. And then you try to use power to make it happen. You try to force it. And then you are so hard on yourself when it doesn't work the way the human wants it to work. You beat yourself. Try now just getting yourself out of the way. Try realizing that as we go forward in this, you're going to have human desires, human issues and concerns. You will also have the and. You will also have the, what you could say, the divine perspective, a very free and open perspective. Please understand that whatever it is that is being chosen, not just from the human survival mode, but from the grace of the I am mode, will simply come without effort. Power right now is a bigger magnet than powerless. Eventually not, but today it's a bigger magnet. So if you say, well, I'm going to go a little powerless, and you try taking that baby step, you're going to get pulled back by the power of the magnet very hard. Very, very hard, and you're going to be disappointed in yourself. You have the opportunity to go into the powerless life where you don't need the fight. You don't need the push. You don't need the friction of living in the powered world. But go in all. Go in for all, not just a little bit. It doesn't work very well. It hurts, actually. It's going to be a big year. I am going to already say it's going to be our biggest year yet, by far, by far. I didn't say the easiest. I said the biggest. So what does the biggest mean? Biggest year? Biggest year, you're going to see the biggest transformations. You're going to see the biggest change of consciousness. And it's not going to be at all what the mind right now thinks. It's not. We're not here to fix what was. We're here to open up to something that is totally, totally free and new. There's things that are going to happen in your life that are going to be beyond what this human here could have imagined. Because I got to tell you right now, as we get into this new series, you're really limited in what you imagine for yourself. Really limited. But I have an important question to ask. We're back in 1915, and we're going to play a little game here. You've got your iPhone or your iPad. You realize the iPhone is going to be developed in, what was it, 2007? We're back in 1915. You've got this iPhone that you brought back with you. How are you going to explain it, what it can do, and what will people do with it?
I really have no idea.
Play games with people.
Complicate their lives beyond all reason.
They're going to fear it and hide it away.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. So when we put it in those contexts, taking you back to 100 years ago, which actually is not that long ago, but it was totally different. Point number one, consciousness changes rapidly, and you can't even begin to be conscious of it until you have it happen. I tell you all this because what's going to happen with you, with us, this next year, is going to be on that same scale, but much more. Would you please get out of the way to allow what's coming next? The human doesn't have to plan it and can't. You couldn't have imagined 10 years ago what that could do for you, much less 100 years ago. Next question. Here we are in the year 2015, and you are given a device. I'm not going to say what the device looks like, but let's say it looks kind of like this. It's real simple. It attracts energy like a magnet. And it's all yours. all you need or want or desire. It attracts energy. It neutralizes emotions, and it allows you to place your consciousness, your awareness, anywhere you want. Question is, what are you going to do with this?
Traveling to Europe.
I would go under the sea. I've never done that.
Throw it away.
I'm going to have pizza.
There's a game called disc ball.
I would just go everywhere I didn't even know I could go.
My point. Exactly. You're coming from a human perspective. You got this magic device, just like back in 1915, they were given an iPhone that does amazing things, but now you're being given this magic device, the iYammer, and you're going to go to Europe? That's your dream? And you're going to go swim underwater, find shipwrecks? What do I... Can you see the humor in this? I couldn't have scripted this day better if I tried. I didn't have to try. You did it for me. You scripted this brilliant classic. This is a classic. What does somebody do with an iPhone? How do you even explain it back in 1915? What are they going to do with it? And you're stumped for words. And I was trying to demonstrate my point, knowing I was going to give you an iYammer, knowing it's on its way, it's being shipped right now. You got an iYammer coming, and are you really ready for it? The human self cannot possibly know what to do or even imagine what is coming next. And this iYammer is coming next. I mean, it's in the mail. It's coming your way. It's not even a gift from me. It's you to yourself. It neutralizes emotions. It attracts energies. It allows you to be wherever you choose to be without thinking about it, without trying to conjure it or imagine it, because you can't. The human can't. So let your I am, let the real you come forth. It knows what to do. It knows exactly what it's like to automatically attract energy. Without holding back, without going into power, without having lame, limited human desires for what it can do, it knows what to do with all that energy. So please, human, when this comes to you, the I Am-er, get out of the way. So that all of you can go to this next level. There's no power in here. This will disintegrate when used for power. So please get out of your way. Good. And thank you, Gene, for the wonderful editing job. I got the point. He was pretty clear. Not too much gray area there. So it was a fun shout. I have my iYammer, and I'm going to use it to change slides. Take a quick look at it.
That was brilliant. That was right up there with what he was challenging.
I can use it for anything I want. I change slides or...
So you now know who is Jeff and who is the channeler. He's going to use his iYammer to change slides.
That's magical. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, we're going to take a look at recent events. Right after the shout, Linda and I hopped on an airplane, took off, and ended up in the south of France.
Not a bad place.
Not a bad place. It was an amazing place where we did Threshold. We had a great group from, I think, 19 different countries.
19.
When you consider that there was a total of about 28 of us, that's a lot of different countries. It was a beautiful resort. We'll be showing you some pictures later. I mean, kind of a natural setting, a great place to do Threshold. And one of the big reasons we went back there was because Linda loves this little bar called the El Campo, where there's this amazing flamenco music group.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they are great. And Linda, she not only did we take the group there for dinner one night, Linda took me back three other times. I mean, they now know our names. They, you know, Well, actually, they recognized us when we walked in the door, and it had been 2 years. And we went there three or four other times, and just it's.
Oh, and then one night they had a guest singer that I have never, ever in my life imagined that this person, that anyone could be that sensual and expressive with their voice. And this was not a, it wasn't a physically beautiful person. It was an incredibly sensually expressive person. I mean, I've never heard anybody do that with their voice. Have you?
But he got up on stage, and he was just kind of like
unassuming.
A friend of the band. Yeah. And, you know, we were all kind of eating and enjoying and saying, oh, okay, here's the, you know, the backup act. And this guy started singing, and the whole place went silent. Our group, the Schomburg group, just our mouths were open. I've never, ever heard in my whole life anything that passionate and beautiful. It was
by the end of the night, I was selling their CDs to the audience.
She was. And but in the next day, Adamus, well, actually beforehand, he had said, I'm going to be there tonight. Look for me. And the next day, of course, he said, well, I was working with this singer, and that's why he was so great. But
of course.
True story.
You know, whenever you can take credit, go for it.
I don't know. But it was beautiful. And we had a great threshold event.
Absolutely.
And then from there, it was on to the magic of Merland in Sibiu, Romania. I love Sibiu. It's right in the heart of Transylvania. And, I mean, when you're there, you feel those Transylvania energies.
Absolutely.
It's surrounded by mountains, the Carpathian Mountains and forests, but you can just feel like you're in like an Adamus movie, Saint Germain back in the days of the Mystery School.
Well, and it's American heritage. It's not American. It's a national, you know, heritage
UN.
Site. So
yeah.
It's incredible because it's very much in this, in a very style that most of the buildings exist from at least the 1600s. So it's very, very exquisite place to visit.
And Adamus actually said that he was raised as a child about 30 kilometers from there. So for him, it was like kind of coming home.
He was kind of happy.
It was really a terrific event. This is a shot of Sibiu, an old city, but very well kept, very beautiful architectural features. And I think we have a video, and we're going to show you kind of really the shots from the trip. First, we're going to start in France, south of France, and then we're going to go to Romania. So we're going to have the house lights down, the video up, and enjoy.
were 27 countries represented also in Cebu. And again, that was such an unexpected, wonderful surprise. Great place to do an event. We'll go back there.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really charming.
People came from as far away as Australia, Chile, all around Europe,
right.
Canada, all over. And Adamus announced at that point that he wants to do a Magic of Merlin type of workshop every year or two in that area, Hungary, Austria, or Romania.
Well, he said in place of the midsummer that he said people don't really want to have a bunch of extra speakers. They want to be Schomburg and they want a big Adamus experience.
He didn't say that. You said that.
They said that.
No, the people said that.
Yeah.
So it was very magical. But, of course, Adamus redefined what magic really is.
Absolutely.
And we had a lot of great experiences. Johan was there with live music and really one of those never-to-forget kind of moments. So.
Well, he really, really put that concept of magic in a real, true New Andrew place, not just trickery, truly magic.
Truly magic.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick look at what's coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're about to head off again, hop on an airplane, and head off to...
Oh, and I've got my suitcase already packed. 3 white bathrobes, a little extra underwear and slippers, because we're going to the asylum.
We are going to Threshold in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, at the Sparkling Hill Resort. I think there may be one spot left.
There was something that came up, so there is
maybe one spot left.
But look at this place. It's Adamus trapped in a crystal.
No, it's a beautiful, world-class
Come
spa.
Come on. It is.
But we're going to move on. And
no, it's awesome. I'm joking. Come on.
Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Just a reminder.
I don't feel good. I'm on medication.
I know. Just a reminder, on Wednesday, October 28th, a couple days before Halloween, we're actually doing the annual Adamus Halloween Dream Walk to the Astral Realms. It's going to be on Crimson Circles Network on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to send out an email announcement to everybody beforehand, or you can look it up in the store or any of the materials. I heard a cell phone, I thought.
Are you medicated?
No, it's been an IAMer. But for those of you who have done it in the past, it's a beautiful dream walk. One year we had 50,000 people do this. I don't know what it'll be this year, but it's an experience walking into the spook realms.
If you have a friend, you might want to, it'd be fun to invite a friend to listen to it, because it always is kind of an adventure, and people tend to really let themselves fall into it.
Jack, 6 p.m. Denver time. We're just going to be doing it on the air, not from the studio. And it's a great opportunity to go.
It's audio only.
To go safely into those astral realms.
Audio only, correct?
Audio only, right. Yeah. Okay, and then after that, just want to let you know that we are going to be doing a Crimson Circle Dickens of a Christmas Party on December 1st. Right after the shout on December 5th, we're going to have great food. We're going to have entertainment. If you would like, you don't need to, but if you would like, dress up in a Dickens character. It's also kind of Victorian style. Dress up as Scrooge, but that kind of era. Linda's not real excited about it, but...
No, it's such a...
Can't you see Linda in one of those church lady
dresses? That is
church
so
lady
not
dresses?
Me. So not me. So not me.
I just want to
slow me down with a big skirt.
I just want to see you.
And all that stuff you have to wear underneath.
In
like,
bonnet.
Slow me
I
down,
want to see Linda in a bonnet. You know,
oh,
it's
my
just,
God. Hell's frozen over.
Would dress up as Scrooge. Or the ghost of Christmas past
that
or present or whatever.
That I'll try to work with.
And Tiny Tim. Yeah, don't call her Tiny. I did one time. Boom, boom.
Tiny Tim.
Anyway, it's not a requirement, but it's fun if you want to dress up. I know some people stayed away today because you didn't want to get dressed up. You don't
Big
need
chickens.
To. You didn't need to, but you can if you want. We, like I said, we're going to have great food and fun right here. We decided not to go to a hotel or a restaurant. We love the studio.
You know, so. We did the New Year's here last year, and we just realized that we did one thing at the restaurant, one at the studio, and everybody liked doing it at the studio so much more. It was very easy to make that choice.
It's our home. And great energy. And I think we were kind of worried with a new studio about getting, like, food on the floor. Well, we got over that.
But you guys were really good. No,
that's
no,
why
you
they
guys
make,
were really good with the food and drink.
That's why they make Resolve, you know, so you can clean up the mess quickly. Anyway, I think it's just now being listed in the store, so if you're interested in attending.
So don't wait, because it'll sell out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then...
And you can't call us at the last minute and say, oh, I meant to sign up. I thought I did, but I... Oh, can you get me in? No. God, that medication, I'm just like, wow. Whew. Medication and a pirate attitude?
Anybody have an antidote?
It's a pirate thing and the drugs.
One thing I didn't put in here, and this isn't it, so I'll go back a slide. We are going to be doing the annual ProNost event here in the studio and live online. It will be the second, I think it's January 16th, right in the middle of the month. ProNost is where Adamus talks about what's going to happen in the year, but he goes far beyond that. This year, it'll just be one day, and it will be limited to Adamus. So, yeah.
Be very focused.
Very focused. Very, very focused. Online or live in the studio. We'll have more information about that in the next week or so. But literally.
You're behaving now.
You got to put on a bonnet, you know, and a long dress. And
can you even imagine? I can. Okay.
Bipolar pirate. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good way to describe it. Okay, after that, in February, we're headed off to one of my favorite places, Australia. We're going to be doing the Threshold event there in
Mooloolaba. No matter how you
Resort.
Say it, they'll correct you. Mooloolaba.
Mooloolaba.
And if that's not right.
Which is kind of up north. We just announced that last month we only have 4 spaces left. So if you're interested, please... register soon. Only 4 spaces left for that.
Australians are fun. They have the most warped, fun, incredible sense of humor. I mean, really good.
Really
and
good.
Whether they're young or old and...
Fine. Costume contest. Okay. And beautiful, beautiful beaches, great location. Threshold itself is absolutely life-changing.
And that's getting close to sold out, too.
Yeah, only 4 spaces left.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, we're heading back down to Sydney, and we're going to be doing the light integration. This is not the correct slide, but this is. We're going to be doing the light integration workshop at Crow's Nest, which is just across the bridge in Sydney. Great area, beautiful area, and looking
Sydney's
forward to going back.
A great big city, a very easy, wonderful big city.
We can accommodate about 120 people for that, so we still have plenty of room left.
That's right.
It's a 2-day workshop, and it talks about really bringing your divine light into this reality. Okay, then after that, where are we going?
Crimson Circle News.
Oh, Crimson Circle News.
You did the slides.
That's it. Yeah, cool. That's all we have planned. So we have quite a bit of news to cover here. First, we do an annual Inspire Consciousness Award. We've been doing it now for 8 years, I believe. And it goes to the person who's really been outstanding in terms of inspiring consciousness in Chambra, helping the teachers.
Support to others.
Support to others. And we actually...
And it's hard to get it down to just one.
Almost
so
impossible.
So this is representative of what so many of us do, but we do narrow it to one.
And we actually selected the recipients of this year's award about 6 months ago, and it just turns out that that person was at the Magic of Merlin workshop in Romania. So it was the perfect opportunity to present the award live and in person. And this year it went to an amazing, amazing man, Florin Mandiu from Bucharest, Romania. So how about a big hand for Florin?
Yes.
Woo!
Yep. Really, really a wonderful, amazing Chambra. He's been around since for many, many years and always there, very quietly but very smartly and strongly supporting so many Chambra.
He's a Crimson Circle teacher, helps with translations, helps with the Romania Chambra organization.
Teaches people how to subtitle. Just there in service always.
It was really fun being able to award this to him. He was actually doing the translating. He was in the translator's booth in the back, and we hadn't told anyone. I mean, no one. We just told Carmen, one of the sponsors, that she may have to jump in the booth for a few minutes, that we're going to bring Florin up. So he was working away, and suddenly he hears his own name. And that was very, very sweet. We brought him up on stage.
Fun.
Very sweet. So Congratulations, Florian. Awesome.
Well deserved.
Okay, just a quick note that make sure to check out the Chambre magazine, the award-winning Chambre magazine.
Oh, a spa treatment for your soul.
That's what the picture looks like. Oh. Some great articles always contributed by Chambre. Jean does a great article. I get an extra one this month. I was on the airplane, and I was just kind of loopy, you know, from high altitude and, you know,
kind of having a day.
A long trip, and it was a little bit more tongue-in-cheek for some of you who have sent emails wondering what I was thinking. I was having fun writing about this whole attitude of that is not possible. And it just drives me crazy when I hear that. And,
really?
Oh, it just like, as I wrote in the article, like fingernails on a chalkboard.
I turn it on in the other direction when I hear somebody say it. It's like,
and I just wrote about a couple encounters I had on this trip with people saying those dreaded words, that is not possible.
So when in doubt, do not ever say to Jeff, that's not possible.
But it is possible.
Anything
I mean, it
is
absolutely
possible.
Is. Anything is possible. And when there's that barrier, that attitude, particularly in the service business, hotels or airlines or things like, I'm on a roll now, hotels or airlines. And, you know, you go to a front desk at a hotel, go to a store, and that is not possible. And it's like, ah. So I had a little fun writing the article. Hold your emails. It was just fun. I did get a couple emails about it. Okay, so check it out, the Chambre magazine, Gene Tinder, editor, Mark Ritter doing the art direction and design. It's truly magical. Okay, new products. We just came out with 4E's. 4E's, and I love the play on words, you know, like it's, I forgot what the 4E's are. I'll go to it here. But it is expression, expansion, experience, and enlightenment. We went into the studio with Yoham a couple months ago, actually, and put together a musical journey. It's four segments, a little over 2 hours. It is really one of those consciousness-shifting, mirab kind of things, really beautiful. And actually, we have a clip. Now, this is an audio product. It's downloadable. You can download it to your iPad or your IM or whatever. I'm getting there. But we're going to show a video because we did shoot it in the studio, but we realized it would take hundreds of hours to do all the editing work. So we're going to show just the video clip right now. Okay, here we go. 4E's. The experiences of past lives to the soul, they're just wisdom. They're just experience. They're no longer yours. You have to hold on to. They're just experiences of the soul. So, in this segment, as the music plays, as Metatron comes in, as you open up, feel how the soul loves just to experience for the sake of experience. No karma, no lessons, just for the sake of experiencing the I exist. Sit back and relax as we continue our journey into the experience of the soul. Thank you. Just a little taste of four E's. And we use the metaphor of, hopping aboard the Chambra Express and taking this journey, and it's really, really quite a journey. So that's available now as a digital download. Okay, and then just one more thing, a reminder that in the cloud class. Digital download. In the cloud class, we have about four or five different things going, but right now I just wanted to point out ancestral freedom. I know a lot of you here have listened to it, a lot of you online. It's really a great experience.
Very, very
moving.
Very expanding and truly shifting experience.
Yep.
No matter where you're at, everyone seems to have their own personal experience with it.
And also Addiction Unplugged. You can watch these anytime. You have 90 days access once you sign up. I'll watch them over and over again. Really, really very beautiful. So check out the Crimson Circle Cloud Class for this and a couple other products. Linda wants to get into the pirate costume contest.
There's a lot of energy that went into this.
So what we're going to do is ask everyone who's in costume to just kind of file, single file, come up the middle, and then exit that way in just a moment.
Stand up onto the stage, pose, and walk off.
And then walk off. Yes.
Okay, can you do that?
While you're doing this, Linda and the other anonymous judges, who will not be anonymous in just a moment, are going to do the final tabulation. Walk-in music that we could play during this, John? Any kind of, just some piratey kind of.
You should have warned him.
Something with a beat, just anything. So if you would, Linda, please go back with the anonymous.
My pleasure.
Judges.
I'm off.
Everybody who's in costume that wants to be shown to the world, please come on up. Form a line here. Just come on, David. Let's start with you. And just come on. Yeah. Don't be shy. You're a pirate. Arr! And try not to stand right in the way of the camera if you have big hats on. Just kind of. Okay. Next. Thank you, David. That was special. Next. Okay. Come on up. Let the world see as the judges are doing their deliberating. Come on up. Great costumes here, yeah. Okay, don't be bashful, yeah. Wow, we have some pirates, and we got pirates, and we got more pirates. We got acting pirates, yeah. Stoic pirates, yep. Yeah, badass pirates, yes. Well-dressed pirates, very well-dressed. This is a French pirate. Come on. So, very nice, yes. Very some so elegant and regal, some so raw and gritty. But yes, step right up. Arg, arg, yeah. All right. Very, very good. Ah, we got Jean coming up. Gorgeous outfit, yeah. Yeah, one more shot. Yeah, yeah. And on the runway now is a tall pirate. Yeah. Good. Come on up. Come on up. Yep. Good. Kind of a Dracula pirate thing going here. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Oh. Whoa. Does that work? Oh. Adamus is going to be talking to you. Come on up. Wow. Well, this is a scary pirate. I'm kind of walking away. Wow. Wow. Scary pirate, tough, badass pirate. Wow, wow. And then there's the crap pirate. Sorry. Oh, crap. I don't know. You look kind of more like a monk with a knife, you know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, yeah, yeah. Good to see you. Okay. Oh, do come up. And here, you may not recognize her, but what are you, Carrie?
Pirate costume.
Pirate.
The
piece of carte. No. We got a pirate whore amongst us. Yeah, good. Of course, this is only acting. None of this is real. Ah, we have a pirate parrot.
I am
pirate. Parrot, look at.
And I am parrot.
Half pirate, half parrot.
Yeah.
Back to the times of Atlantis. A little bird, a little human. You know, you never know. Another elegant pirate, yes. You dressed at McDonald's. Now, there's a whole story in that. Dressed at McDonald's. Did you have fries with that?
I did.
You did, yes. Yeah. Pirate and fries. Thank you. Thank you. You look gorgeous. Pirates all around the world. I know a lot of you watching are all dressed up, and that's a nice parrot you have there. Such a pimp pirate? Pimp pirate. You're pimping that parrot. Yes. Love the pirate look. Yeah, very fashionable. I never thought this was going to be a fashion show, but indeed it is. And we have
you said be a pirate, and I just heard
B. Oh, be a pirate. You know, she stopped at B. Be a pirate. Okay, that was clever. You're on the same medications as Linda. Okay. Do come on. We have Billy as the pirate. Nice costume. Yes. And next, coming up on stage, one that so many of you know, Bonnie Capel, dressed as a tango parrot, kind of. I love it. Could I have that afterwards? I love it. Good. But you're shedding, by the way. You got feathers all over it. And next, many of you may recognize him, Joe Collins. And Sandra. And Sandra. And his wench, Sandra. And is that a parrot or is that a dog? Is that the ship's dog? I don't think he's going to scare anybody. Dolly, the pirate dog. Dottie, the pirate dog. Thank you. Wonderful looking couple you are. And good. Come on up, Pete. Looking good, Pete. Looking good, Pete. Pete's the pirate. Okay. We just have a couple more, I believe. You all done? Is that it? Okay. All right. I'm going to call on... everybody, you can have your seats again. Because now the suspense builds. The music can go off. And Linda, are you ready with the semifinalists? They're still back there meeting. Okay. Linda has a list of semifinalists. I think we have 5 semifinalists. And we're going to bring them up on the stage, and then you, my dear friends, are going to be doing the final voting. So, Linda, I'll stand over here with you. Who are the semifinalists?
Marty and Laura.
Marty and Laura.
Well, it's a team.
Your microphone. Microphone.
They counted one. Marty and Laura.
Marty and Laura.
And a couple of pirates.
Very nice.
Package deal. Pirate couple.
Very nice. Yes.
Okay. Wow. And Mary Ellis.
Mary Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Toot and all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the toot, yeah.
Okay.
Got the toot. Don't get too close to them. Yeah.
Don't overdo it now. Carrie.
Carrie Gallant. Wow. Carrie. And what did you say you were, Carrie, just for the record?
Pirate prostitute.
Wow.
That is scary. That is scary.
Yes, it shall remain empty, too.
No. Keep moving.
We got some more. We got some more coming over.
Tad
Tandler. Come on up, Tad. Part parrot, part pirate. Okay. Wow. This is going to be tough. Okay, and who else?
Joe and Sandra.
Joe and Tad, another couple. Joe and Sandra. Wow.
And can we leave it at 6?
Yeah. Okay. Great.
And last but not least, Denise. Denise Van Wee.
Denise, where are you, Denise?
There you go. Okay, so based on your...
Oh, good.
We're ready okay, come
and
up
if,
with our final.
Great. And Linda, how are you going to do this?
I am going to walk and point to each of the contestants, and their success will be based on your screaming, yelling, ranting, and raving.
Wow. That's
starting,
a great, great photo. What a shot.
Starting
a shot.
At the right here. Are we ready? Are you ready to vote? Now, remember, you got quite a few people here to work through. Okay, first choice. Number one, Marty and Laura. Okay, Next, Mary Scary Ellis. Okay, that's good. Okay. Carrie Gallant. Too much information. Way too much information. The medication isn't helping that. Okay. Tad Tandler. You guys are not real clear here. Okay. And Joe and Sandra. And last but not least, Denise. I'm sorry to say, but I think that's kind of obvious.
Well, I think let's narrow it down. To me, it was Marty and Laura and Mary and Joe and Sandra. So would you stay on stage and everybody else, thank you for participating.
That's what really matters. You can't be a loser when you play.
Okay, so let's do the final. And we really need, as you look at everybody, wonderful costumes, but we really need you to make a choice and then really make it obvious. So
scream it if you care.
Scream it if you care. And if you're not voting for somebody, don't scream. If you're voting for them, knock yourself out. So let's take a deep breath. I wish we had a little drum roll music here. And, okay. And let's start at this end this time with Joe, Sandra, and Dottie. All. That was pretty enthusiastic. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Next, Mary Ellis. And next, Marty and Laura. I think it's between the two couples. It's a tie. Thank you, Mary. You are amazing.
Amazing. The
treasure map to enlightenment still in her hand.
Wonderful.
Okay, now this is getting tough. Really, really tough. Oh, yeah, let's do a duel. Yeah.
Wait. Jeff,
you guys,
back.
How about
step back a little bit.
How about
spread out a little bit? Wait,
arm wrestling or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's our two finalists. Oh.
Okay. Good. Now we're gonna ask you. This is the final.
Sandra, you're with
me. Final. final. So you choose one or the other of the couples. Kind of interesting. It's couples, and if you're going to vote for them, hoot and holler. If you're not, quiet, so we can really, really see.
Let's make sure that that the real winner is picked by more than just one person that can scream louder than everybody else.
Okay, so to begin with, drum roll, please. To begin with, Marty and Laura. Okay, thank you. And now, Joe and Sandra.
I think it's a tie.
I think you both, no, both teams will get $100 to win. Thank you. Wow. You're excited. I'm leaving. I'm walking over here.
Sandra, you're with Joe.
But yeah, his sword is up. He's trying to get his sword out. He's a little bit older than Marty, you know. Yeah.
Sandra, you're with Joe.
All right. So we will find an extra $100. Thank you all. Thank you all for participating. Thanks. Okay.
All right. I know what time it is now.
Yeah. It is time.
Chocolate time.
It is time for a break. We want to thank everyone who makes this possible. The Crimson Circle Angels. The Crimson Circle teachers, the translating teams, the web hosts,
our event hosts,
event sponsors all around the world. We want to thank all of you. We are now going to take a 30-minute break. and come back
Thank
for
you.
A dama. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for getting dressed up. Thank you for watching in online. See you in 30 minutes.
Thank you.